This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Mm. Why do I love that song so much? Because it's awesome? Could that be it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Whoa, 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 whoa,
girl. Oh, you got plans?
I won't, but
don't say that. Oh, shut your trap.
Don't be mean to her. You want her to come over. You're leaving the door open, for God's sake. And get a guard dog, by the way. Anyway, hi, you guys. It's Friday. It's Friday. Friday. Hey. Give me all the Friday stuff. I want to give you a little Maria Athens and the.
Oh, that one.
You know.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
There you go.
Nice. Now I see. Now I can proceed.
Uh-huh.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by your mom.
Oh, yeah.
All your mom. My mom did. What a nice lady my mom is.
She did she write?
She didn't tell me anything about my dad.
Oh, that's too bad. Ellie.
What are you talking
maybe
about?
She's not.
No, she's great. Me and my mom, you know, we're.
Maybe she's not listening.
No, she's listening.
Oh, she is. You're sure?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Please. She's the first person I talk to every morning.
Oh, she did write me.
What'd she say?
What did she? What do I even ask? Do I even ask what
beautiful.
She said?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, it's not. It's pretty vague. She just says, "Tell Sarah her dad's still a stallion."
That is hideous.
That is
fantastic.
That is phenomenal.
That's hideous.
Good job, Gentry. Lucky Ellie.
Maybe your definition of stallion changes over the years. I've seen my dad. You know, he's 80 years old.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
I mean, I've seen him as a person. I'm not talking about his junk or anything.
Oh,
well,
we know what
you
mean.
I mean, I grew up seeing that.
You
I've
just said
seen
it,
enough
Sarah.
Of that.
Right.
Just came out of your mouth.
Yeah. But because it sounded wrong, you know? Yeah, why would I, you know, that seems wrong.
There's nothing wrong with you seeing your dad's boner. That is perfectly
I've
natural.
Never seen that. Never.
What are you talking never. About?
I've, no,
just, I
I've
thought
seen,
you just said that.
I've seen
I thought
his
you
area.
Just said that you had.
No, you called it something that I've never seen. The end.
Backpedal?
Not backpedaling.
Uh-huh.
That would be an image that would be burned. I'd probably be a broken person if I'd ever seen that. Because I'm already really... I mean, I'm cracked.
Oh.
I'd be broken. Yeah. You don't want to see that. Did your parents walk around naked when you were little?
No.
She says as though that never happens in anybody's family.
No.
Yeah. No, my parents were naked people.
Oh, interesting.
Like, naked all the time. In fact, to the point where I go stay with them at their house in Florida now, and they're walking around.
Still? Just,
oh, yeah. Oh, no, they don't care.
Nice.
Yeah. They're nudists, I
Good
believe.
For them.
Like, home nudists. They don't go to a colony or anything, but they're.
It sounds liberating.
Okay, so back to that. Brought to you by your mom. One
your mom,
mom
does sizzle. Sarah.
She apparently she does. For me, it's less sizzly to me than it is.
Sounds
others.
Like the furniture at your parents' house is suspect, but whatever. I'm sure it's fine.
I'll throw a towel down. They're all over the place now. It's Florida, you know. Mm. You just got out of the pool, pretty much at all times. Your mom is, she one mom, the best mom, is going to win a two-night stay, a $100 dining credit, and a spa gift from the Claremont Club and Spa, the big white castle in the Oakland Hills. Oh, it really is. You just feel so posh when you're there. You know, you got to dress nice because otherwise you feel like, oh, geez, what am I doing in this castle in my shorts? Well, they're in very nice shorts, so maybe you can pull that off. We'll name the radio station after your mom all day on Mother's Day. It could be Sandy at 97.3. It could be Ellie. Mm-hmm. It could be Kelly. Mm-hmm. It could be Rose. We can't enter our moms, though, so it won't be any of those. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Nominate your mom at RadioAlice.com/contest. Sunday is the last day to nominate your mom. The week is, we're, next weekend is Mother's Day. So we got to have the week to read through all the entries. And a mom can nominate herself, too. You know, if she's got kids who are deadbeat.
I'm not nominating you.
Deadbeat kids.
Yeah, you know. Be creative, though. All the rules and everything are radioalice.com/contests. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's phone blew up yesterday with the Lady Gaga news.
No.
Oh.
I haven't heard a bit about it. I was in the sports world all afternoon.
Lucky. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was glad I had a distraction from the sports world. Five people busted in the Lady Gaga dog walker shooting incident that happened.
Good.
Mm-hmm. If you recall, Lady Gaga, she was in Italy. She's filming like a Gucci movie or something. I can't remember what the...
House of Gucci.
Right.
House of Gucci.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
So she's over in Italy on set, coronavirus central. And she's got a guy who walks her dogs. Ryan Fisher is his name. So back in February, he is out. It's nighttime. You know, dogs got to go all the time. You got to take them out all the time. So he's got the three dogs, French bulldogs, and they're out just walking around Hollywood or wherever. And some guys, three thieves, they targeted Ryan because they didn't know that they were Lady Gaga's dogs. It comes to light now. They just knew that French bulldogs are worth a lot of money. And one of the guys decided, well, I'm going to shoot this guy in the meantime. So they got two of the dogs. One of the dogs ran off and then came back to this poor guy who's like bleeding on the sidewalk. These are terrible people.
Terrible.
Terrible people. The plan was steal the dogs, sell them off for cash. When the story went viral, they tried to cash in on Lady Gaga's $500,000 reward. She was like, I just want my dogs back. No questions asked. You give me the info that gets me my dogs back and... We'll be square. I don't care. And the cops were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because the lady came forward and they said, hold on, we're going to look into this and just make sure that she doesn't know anything about it. And, and she deserves your money, Lady Gaga. When the story went viral, they tried to cash in on Gaga's $500 reward. And that was their downfall.
Oh, so they were involved with the person who stepped forward and said, I found the dogs in tied up in an alley.
They recruited a woman to be the hero.
Jesus.
Oh.
And she was the one who went, oh, I found these dogs tied to a pole. They chose someone really closely connected to themselves. And turns out, it sounds like she broke under pressure. Like, finally, she's like, okay, fine. She was a girlfriend of one of the guy's fathers.
Oh.
And he must have been in on it, too, because he was also arrested. Mm-hmm. As an accessory. All four of the men, including the 40-year-old father, are allegedly documented gang members.
Oh.
The three thieves were all between the ages of 18 and 27. They're facing robbery and attempted murder charges. Police believe the 18-year-old was the shooter. And maybe it was the 18-year-old's dad. I'm not sure. I'm not sure which of the guy's dads had the girlfriend who was like, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. Sure, I'll take my cut of that. But they all wanted the $500,000. But that's the thing. She might have, and honestly, she might have never gotten those dogs back. Because you find out you've got Lady Gaga's dogs, $10,000 reward, I don't think you're going for it, right?
I don't know, but I do think, way to go, police.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good policing right there. I think that it would have been easy to say, we got a million things going on, so if that's...
Yep.
You want to pay that person and these people have your dog. Okay, just, you know, fine, done.
Sure.
But they didn't. They said, no, I think we've
let
got
us
a,
look
I smell a rat.
This.
And so let us look into this. And
attempted
then,
murder, man.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that guy, right. They needed to find those guys. So,
right.
Yeah. It's great news, though. Mm-hmm. She got her dogs back long ago and right. just wanted to. She was just happy with that. She's like, I'll pay the $500,000. She has that laying around, you know. Just laid
the dog of course.
Out. $500,000 to nothing. Drop in the bucket.
That whole story is just disgusting.
I know.
Yep.
Just now we're going to get the. Now we've stolen these dogs and now we're going to try and bilk this lady out of $500,000.
Well, if you're trying to live a lifestyle where everything's free, you know.
That
you find yourself
like
probably
payday.
Doing just about anything to right. not have to go get a job and go there every day like we the rest of us do.
Yep. Well, work is work. It's a bummer. The Dugar, the Dugar family. Dugar. Josh Dugar. This was also all over my phone yesterday, man. I was like
what do they do now?
What did they do?
Well, what they did was that same guy who molested four of his sisters, he's just been arrested in Arkansas by federal agents. His wife has announced that she's pregnant with her seventh child. Because these are people who produce.
This is a kid of the original Dugar family that had produced 20 kids, right?
Yeah.
It was, how many kids did they finally end up having? I mean, and are they still having them?
No.
It was 19 and counting? Was that the...
Yeah,
19 kids in the county.
Yeah.
Now so, all their kids are having kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're talking
about. More
a kid
of
having more kids. Got it. Mm-hmm.
So reality star Josh Dugar, whatever. He was arrested by federal agents in Arkansas yesterday in connection to, it's unclear, a used car dealership that he once owned in Arkansas. He's 33 years old, this Dugar guy, being held without bail. There was the mugshot. He's just got a smirk
creepy.
On his face. He's super creepy looking.
Super
like,
creepy. When I saw the mugshot, I was like, oh, God.
It's like he's trying to come on to some 15-year-old. I swear to God, that's the first thing I thought. Well, I was like, zoom in on that. He just got that, like, almost like a half wink going and kind of like a weird smile. This guy gives me the willies. Yuck. Anyway, he's 33 years old. I'm not even sure which of the sons, is he the eldest kid?
He's the
He's
the firstborn. So the first of the 20.
Of all
kids.
The kids, he's the oldest one. Okay. So he's being held without bail. He's smirking in his mugshot.
And you're saying it's known that he molested his sisters.
Yeah, they did a whole special about it.
And other people, too. Not just his sisters. Like, he's a terrible person. They, you know, obviously they lost their show after that one. Oh, really? And then in this happy family,
I know they have their show back.
After the guy
He's just not a part of it. But yeah. They have a show. It's called Counting On. Oh. It's so dumb.
But it's them. It's still the original parents.
I don't watch it.
Bringing up the little kids.
No. So now it's about parents. Like the older kids getting married, courting, whatever that means, and then having kids. And so that's why it's called Counting On, because they're counting on the next generation.
Oh, all right.
Oh, why are we holding these people up?
It's TLC. TLC has very interesting shows.
Interesting.
So Josh Dugar, 33 years old, reality TV star. It's unclear what charges he's facing, but the arrest is related to a 2019 Homeland Security raid on his now shuttered used car dealership in Springdale, Arkansas. So I don't know what he was up to there, but something that got the feds involved. The family has known that this has been coming for weeks, according to a source, so that he was going to be arrested. Family members are extremely concerned by what is happening. They just want to find out the truth. They're saying the show was canceled in 2015. So the original show went away in 2015. This is after allegations surfaced that Dugar had molested multiple underage girls, including four of his sisters, when he was a teenager.
And he was also on Ashley Madison.
Yeah. That was another embarrassment for the family, which, by the way, totally married guy.
Yeah.
Wow. With a bunch of kids already. He's on Ashley Madison. The wife stays with him, and now they're having their seventh kid. He admitted to cheating on his wife, Anna, and later entered into a faith-based rehab program and attended marriage
counseling.
Yeah,
it says here, following the sexual abuse scandal involving Josh, he later admitted to porn addiction and cheating on his wife.
What a
winner.
Yeah, it's great. I'm looking for someone other than my wife. Don't, you know what? Don't even play that. Other than Hawaii. This guy is so gross. I'm sure there's very nice people on Ash and Madison. This guy is not one of them. He also, believe it or not, he had to resign from his position at the Family Research Council, a Washington, D.C.-based Christian lobbying organization amid all these allegations. He's been married to this wife of his for 12 years. They're going to have their seventh kid. So bringing more of these people into the world, it's great. It's fantastic. Mm. It's just...
how sad for her.
Yeah.
He's sad for a lot of people in that family. I'm very sad for the sisters he molested and the other underage girls. And
I just read, too, that, you know, after the allegations came out, not only did the sisters confirm he did that to them, the parents did, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was... And they went on...
I did watch knowing that about.
Well,
that.
You know, I never had anything like that come up in our lives, but certainly my parents dealt with my alcoholism. But there's things that parents deal with where, what do? The kids are yours. Like, you're stuck. What, I don't know what they're supposed to do with that.
Can you imagine finding out that your son is doing that to your daughter?
No, like, and I don't know.
I would
know.
Be like... That kid had an accident on the way home. Like, I don't know. What's broken in that person? Like,
although,
you know, who knows who these people are? That's the thing. We put these people on reality TV shows, and I'm sure they're somewhat vetted, or someone just goes, here's something fun. And then we watch these people's lives unfold, and you learn things about them that you're like, oh, I wish I didn't know that.
Well, look, I'd never want to down talk big families, because I think plenty of people have them and they're great, and they all don't end up, you know, raping their sisters.
No, they most of I would go on a limb, and most of them don't.
But that said, one of the things I even remember in my small family unit was when my parents would say, that's your brother, bring him with you and make sure he's okay. And I'd be like, that's your kid, leave me be. I don't want to raise your child. Now, that's extreme, obviously, but I knew I was also going to score doobie weed and didn't want to have my brother with me when I'm doing that.
Because he would steal it from you and then later raid your room to find the rest of it.
Right. So my point being that, you know, they probably put a lot on him and he was free to, you know, run his reign of terror.
Yeah.
Because they're dealing with the new babies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many kids did they have? 19?
Well, at least 19.
That means that lady was always breastfeeding, always exhausted, always.
And always had five kids under 5 years old. Like, she was pumping them out at the rate of one a year. Yeah. So it's not.
Well, the mom did rely a lot on, like, the older, especially the girls to raise everybody else. So I'm like, I don't get this.
Josh, take care of your sisters.
Okay, Mom.
Got it, Mom.
Gross. Let me put my bogus, smirking creep
that
face
mugshot.
On.
Oh.
That would make for a great talk show.
No, it wouldn't, actually. Can you imagine, like, being a sister in that family? Like, what a nightmare.
Well, one sister's already
and
exiled.
And the parents knew.
Yeah, one of the sisters exiled because...
Exiled herself. She departed the family.
Yeah, And then another one, they got mad at her for wearing jeans because they can't do that. And they got mad at her for wearing jeans.
Because she's slutty? What?
No, because we're supposed to be...
wearing jeans.
You're supposed to be modest.
Is this a skirt family?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. So there's, I mean, it literally, oh, Jesus.
I'm very impressed with Nicole. For somebody who doesn't watch the show, she knows quite a bit about it.
Yeah, because they're always in the news. And so I'm just always like, they don't show
Coco.
Any.
I meant Coco.
They don't show any emotion. They're always so happy. And I'm like, you get angry. Let's get angry. Like, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Like, does the mom have a screaming fit in front
they,
of
no,
the
she never
children?
Screams, and I'm just like...
She's
have...
exhausted.
Well, she's exhausted. She's too tired to scream. She's got 19 children.
That's true.
All right, that's it. I'm out of time. I guess I'll have to get to the Prince William and Kate... whatever.
Middletown.
Yeah, Kate Middleton story later. For you, Nicole, of course. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I don't know what story that is, but thanks.
Well, it's adorable. It's so corny. All right, what's coming up, Ben?
Well, the best news of the day is Disneyland reopens, but that's the story, so I just blew it. Mm. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.